Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most powerful topics in your OCR GCSE Further Mathematics course, proof. Now, I know the word proof might sound intimidating, but trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how to construct watertight mathematical arguments that earn you full marks. Proof is all about moving beyond "I think this is true" to "I can demonstrate this is always true" using algebra. It's like being a mathematical detective, building a case so strong that no one can argue with your conclusion. And here's the exciting part. Proof questions carry significant marks, and once you master the structure, they become some of the most predictable questions on your paper. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's unlock the secrets of mathematical proof together. Let's start with the fundamentals. In OCR Further Maths, you'll encounter three main types of proof: divisibility proofs, identity proofs, and positivity proofs. First, divisibility proofs. These questions ask you to prove that an expression is always divisible by a certain number. For example, prove that the product of two consecutive integers is always even. The key here is defining your terms correctly. You must start by writing "let n be an integer" or "let n and n plus 1 be consecutive integers." This definition is worth marks. Then you express one of these as 2n because that's how we represent even numbers algebraically. When you multiply n by n plus 1, you get n times the quantity n plus 1. One of these must be even, so their product contains a factor of 2, making it even. The crucial final step? State your conclusion. Therefore, the product of two consecutive integers is always even. Now, identity proofs. These are about proving that two expressions are identical for all values. The golden rule here: never work across the equal sign. That's treating it like an equation you're solving, which is circular reasoning. Instead, you pick one side, usually the more complex left-hand side, and manipulate it step by step until it matches the right-hand side. Show every single step of your working. If you expand brackets, write out the unsimplified form first. Examiners need to see your method to award marks, even if your final answer has an error. The third type is positivity proofs, and this is where completing the square becomes your best friend. When a question asks you to prove an expression is positive for all real values, you're looking to rewrite it in the form x plus a all squared plus b, where b is positive. Why does this work? Because any squared term is always greater than or equal to zero. So if you add a positive constant to it, the whole expression must be positive. Let me give you an example. Prove x squared plus 6x plus 13 is always positive. Complete the square. That becomes x plus 3, all squared, which equals x squared plus 6x plus 9, so we need to add 4 to make 13. So it's x plus 3 squared plus 4. Since x plus 3 squared is at least 0 and we're adding 4, the minimum value is 4, which is positive. Therefore, the expression is always positive for all real x. See how powerful that is? Every proof follows a four-step structure, and I want you to memorize this. Define your terms, perform algebraic manipulation, reach a convincing form, and state your conclusion. That last step is where so many students lose marks. You can do all the algebra perfectly, but if you don't write "therefore the statement is true for all integers n," you won't get the final mark. Let's talk about the definitions you need to know cold. An even integer is 2n. An odd integer is 2n plus 1. Consecutive integers are n and n plus 1. If you use n for an odd number when it should be 2n plus 1, that's a fatal error that costs you all the marks. Write these definitions on flashcards and test yourself until they're automatic. One more critical point: never use specific examples to prove a general statement. If you write "when n equals 1, the expression equals 2, which is even, and when n equals 2, the expression equals 6, which is even, therefore it's always even," you will score 0 marks for the proof. Numerical verification is not proof. You must use algebra to show it works for all values. Let's talk strategy. Proof questions are typically worth 4 to 6 marks, so you should be spending about 5 to 7 minutes on them. The mark scheme is very specific. You'll get a method mark for defining terms, another for correct manipulation, an accuracy mark for reaching the right form, and a final mark for your conclusion. The number one mistake I see? Circular reasoning. That's when you assume the thing you're trying to prove is true at the start. For example, if you're proving n squared plus n is always even, you can't start by saying "let n squared plus n equal 2k. That's assuming it's even. Instead, start with n squared plus n, factorize it to n times the quantity n plus 1, then explain that one of these consecutive integers must be even, so their product is even. Another common error: working across the equal sign in identity proofs. Remember, you're not solving an equation. You're showing two expressions are identical. Pick one side and transform it. And please, please don't skip the conclusion. After all your beautiful algebra, write therefore or hence, and restate what you've proven in words. That's an easy mark you don't want to lose. Here's a pro tip. If you see the phrase, prove the expression is positive for all real values, your brain should immediately think completing the square. That's your signal. The examiners are practically telling you the method. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. How do you represent an even integer algebraically? Answer, 2n, where n is an integer. Question two. What are the four steps of every proof? Answer, define your terms, perform algebraic manipulation, reach a convincing form, and state your conclusion. Question three, true or false? You can prove a general statement by testing it with three different numbers. Answer, false. Numerical examples are not proof. You must use algebra. Question four, when proving an identity, should you work across the equal sign? Answer, no. Manipulate one side to match the other. Question five. What form do you aim for when proving an expression is always positive? Answer, x plus a, all squared, plus b, where b is greater than zero. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Proof is about constructing logical, algebraic arguments that work for all cases, not just specific examples. Remember your three types: divisibility, identity, and positivity. Master the four-step structure. Define your terms using the correct algebraic representations. Show every step of your working, and always, always write a concluding statement. Proof questions are high value, and with practice, they become some of the most reliable marks on your paper. The examiners are looking for clarity, logic, and completeness. Give them that, and you'll be rewarded. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, you've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.